Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my good colleagues, Alejandro Piña-Esclusa. He's in Europe, member of the opposition, a writer, a Venezuelan writer and thinker, watching the affairs that we can see in Caracas. That begins the story. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, he's in Africa watching the events that we can see in Caracas. Ernesto and Alejandro, I'm going to reduce all of this complication to just this question. You first, Alejandro. Maduro leaves. Does he take Petro with him? Does he take all the drug lords with him? Is that the end of the narco-terrorism with Maduro out of the way? Or am I being too utopian? Is he a minor part of the whole problem? Your opinion, Alejandro.
The fall of Maduro will affect transversely the whole continent because I'm certain, and there is a lot of information that they're all related, all the members of the Sao Paulo Forum, to drugs. And when Maduro falls, the information will come out. As a matter of fact, this week there's a trial against Hugo El Pollo. El Pollo means the chicken. Hugo El Pollo Carvajal, who was the head of intelligence of a Venezuelan, and he's being trialed in New York this week. And he confessed because he wants to reduce he wants to be in good terms with justice because he already pleaded guilty for being a member of the Cartel of the Sons. And he said that he knows and he participated in giving drug money to Gustavo Petro, to Lula da Silva, to the Kirchner's marriage in Argentina, to Cinque Stelle, five stars in Italy, to Podemos, the party Podemos in Spain. So he is already giving out this information this week in the United States, but there'll be more, much more information. So the fall of Maduro, I'm sure, will affect, mainly Gustavo Petro, because the relations between them is so close and so imbricated. But there's also other members of the Sao Paulo Forum. And also, John, Trump will still be there when Maduro falls. And he is acting all over the continent. See what he did in Argentina in the middle of the elections. If Milei, he said, does not win, we will go out of Argentina. We will take our investments out. So he's participating in the Argentinian elections, supporting Milei. He's doing the same in Brazil. Hey, Lula, if you don't liberate Bolsonaro, we'll put tariffs on Brazil. And he did. So he is somehow telling all over Latin America that he doesn't want anything to do with the Sao Paulo Forum and its relation to the drug cartel. So the combination of both things, the fall of Maduro and the continuing effect of Donald Trump in the White House, will, I'm sure, it'll change the whole continent in the next 2 years.
Ernesto, there looks to be change in Bolivia. I wonder if it's related to these events. Centrist Rodrigo Paz wins Bolivian presidency, ending nearly 20 years of leftist rule. Are the people of Bolivia voting already to get rid of the rascals? Is that how to interpret this, or is it a coincidence? Your opinion, Ernesto.
No, John, I don't think that's a coincidence. That would be too much of a coincidence. Yeah, the power scheme of Evo Morales of the for the São Paulo in Bolivia was very strong. They were one of the key countries where a disjunction of political power, drugs, and left-wing politics was developed. So, and they not only they lost the election, but they didn't get to the second round. I mean, the two contenders yesterday were from the center to the right. So it clearly means that the this left wing, together with which is together with the organized crime in Bolivia, is dismantled. I think there people are trying to save themselves the way they can. Maybe they didn't even win want to win this election, knowing that all the pressure would come from the U.S. against them. Maybe they'll try to survive the water for a time, to submerge for a time. So nothing is won, but definitely things are changing. Bolivia wants to go ahead, wants to get rid of all this economy based on traffic, and this will be very good for everybody, for including for Brazil, because much of the drug traffic in Brazil comes from Bolivia. So, but yeah, definitely, I think Bolivia is ahead. Bolivians voted very well in terms of, let's say, sensing the new era of the times, which goes towards not only the United States, but real democracy, fighting against organized crime, let's say the broader sense of the West as an alliance of democracies, and everything that goes together with that.
And Bolsonaro, has he commented? Has his son commented? Has there been a comment from that camp?
Not directly on this. Apparently, former President Bolsonaro's health is not too good. But they're concentrating their efforts in trying to get Congress to vote an amnesty that would cover Bolsonaro and many of his supporters. So they're not much into the region right now.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, reflecting upon the fast-moving events in Caracas. Alejandro Pena Esclusa of the Venezuelan opposition also commenting on the same turmoil. It's fog of diplomacy right now, a near to fog of war.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.